That sound you're hearing is a peregrine falcon. Such birds are endangered. They used to fly very quickly through our wilderness, diving down and feeding on smaller birds. But pesticides began killing off peregrine falcons several decades ago. John and Dale Stokes join us today. They're with a group called Save Our American Raptors. They're trying to repopulate these birds in our area. John Stokes says peregrine falcons used to be an important part of our ecosystem.
A peregrine falcon is a apex predator, you know, top of the line predator, and it's a bird hunter. And for the Chattanooga area, this is a predator that did nest here until about 3 years ago. Nested by Chickamauga Dam on the railroad bridge there. And the peregrine eats nice birds as pigeons, sparrows, starlings, things that have, you know, invaded cities. And so this is one means of controlling those birds. But, you know, the peregrine falcon, probably there were about 400 pairs or so east of Mississippi River prior to the 70s. And, of course, they had a decline. And by the 1972, they're down about 3 pairs east of the Mississippi River due primarily to DDT pesticide. And that caused them to lay thin-shelled eggs. It affected the bald eagle, osprey, brown pelican, any of the apex predators that ate either songbirds or fish that collected in their fatty tissue.
John and Dale Stokes want to bring peregrines back to our area, and one way they're doing that is through Rock City, atop Lookout Mountain. A peregrine release program is going on at Rock City. Recently, 2 new peregrines named Zenith and Ted have been brought in from a breeder in Minnesota. People are taking care of the young pair of raptors, preparing them for release.
Well, currently they're in a box called release box. It's about 4 feet wide, 6 feet long, and about maybe 4 feet high, 5 feet high. And we're feeding them without them seeing us. We don't want them to associate food with humans. As of today, they're 37 days old. And they're allowed to see where they're going to be released. And we're hoping that where these young falcons learn to fly in a few years, they'll come back to this. And it may not be exactly there at Rock City. There's actually a really good cliff around the corner, be excellent for peregrine nesting, but those birds may end up, who knows, even downtown here. So it's right now they're just chilling out, eating, you know, enjoying their location, but, you know, next week it's showtime for them.
After the release, they might stay in our area, or they might fly to a different region. Dale Stokes explains that it's difficult to predict.
Well, of course, peregrine is a word for wanderer. It means wanderer. So what's probably going to happen is they're going to wander for about 2 years and probably come back, hopefully come back. Now, I don't know what the percentage is that they may come back, but it is possible that they will, and that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, we're hoping they'll stick around for a little bit after we release them. We'll have federal leg bands on them. That's one of the situations where somebody turns in a band number, that means the bird's been found, either injured or dead. But we'll also track them with radio transmitters, which will last, a couple months. So, but we're hoping they'll stick around, and if they're unsuccessful hunting, then come back to the release site for food that we'll leave out for them. And the more they stay around this area, the more likely they'll come back. But I think the percentages are maybe, of the 2 we release, 1 might make it back.
Even if these peregrines don't stay here, the situation is looking up for the species across America.
Nationwide, they're getting a lot closer. It's a species that's not critically endangered anymore. And that was a bird, the peregrine falcon was literally brought back through captive breeding efforts by the Peregrine Fund up in Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. But this area, we still have a lot of wiggle room as far as numbers of peregrines. I mean, since we lost the breeding pair downtown here, or Chickamauga Dam, then we have quite a ways to go to get several pairs established. So it may take a number of years to release birds and get some to start coming back.
It sounds like a daunting task, bringing this species back to Chattanooga. So I asked, why are John and Dale Stokes so committed?
Part of our mission with Save American Raptors is not only educating the public, but also to help restore some species in this area. In addition to releasing peregrine falcons, we've released 17 barn owls so far, and this, we're both hang glider pilots, and where we fly over Lookout Mountain Flight Park, we noticed for a number of years we've been in the landing field at dusk and never hear or see barn owls, and the habitat is perfect down there. So when we moved back here in 2004, we moved to California for a couple of years, we started this release program, and we now hear and see barn owls there. So this is our way to kind of give back a little bit too, not only through education, but also literally putting some birds out there. But this year, Rock City's footed the entire bill on these peregrines, and we're very grateful for them doing that. And the owner, Bill Chapin's, had a great interest in peregrines, and the whole Rock City organization has really gotten behind us this year on this effort.
Finally, I'd like to invite you, our listeners, to visit the Around and About blog. Look for it at WUTC.org. There you can see photographs of a peregrine falcon named Bonnie. Also, listen to audio of that falcon and hear John and Dale Stokes explain the falcon's distinctive markings.
Part of it's the facial markings, the below her eyes. A lot of falcons have those dark smudge under there. Some is more of a thin line, others is much broader.
Rock City hosts Birds of Prey shows every week. More information is also on our blog. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.